Economic crisis. The misfortune of the Chilean dictatorship was that the coup d'etat took place on the eve of the most serious recession since the end of World War II. The Chilean economy, which has always been dependent on its exports, suffered very serious effects as a result of the falling off of demand in outside markets, which brought about a steep fall in the price of copper. In the years before the 1974-75 recession, the exports of copper represented almost 75% of the total exports of the country. The value of copper exports in 1975 was 45% lower than in 1974, and 34% lower than the average of 1973-4. The external deficit stood at around $400 million, 436 million SDRs. Only the generosity of world imperialism saved the junta from bankruptcy. In June 1976, the IMF approved a figure of 79 million SDRs special drawing rights in aid, to make up for the trade deficit of 1975. In December of the same year, the World Bank, at the instigation of the USA and West Germany, approved loans of a total of $60 million for Chile, the fourth and fifth loan since the coup d'etat. In May 1976, a group of 16 banks, based on the USA and Canada, gave Chile a loan of $125 million for 3 to 5 years. In July of the same year, the Inter-American Development Bank approved a further loan of $20 million for a period of 20 years. Just in the first 4 years after the 11th of September, the junta received approximately $1 billion in loans from private banks in the USA. All this contrasts with the systematic boycott of the Allen government by world imperialism. The attitude of imperialism is not difficult to understand. No sooner in power, the junta began the systematic destruction of the conquests of the working class, handing back the nationalized factories to their former owners and the land to the latifundists. The junta's economic policies are those of the notorious Chicago School of Economics of Milton Friedman, which, among other things, stands for the policy of the open door for foreign investments. Once more, Chile is subjugated to the humiliation of a double exploitation, that of the Chilean capitalists and latifundists and that of the big US monopolies. After the military takeover, Friedman visited Chile and coldly recommended a 20% cut in state expenditure and the sacking of large numbers of state employees. There was a devaluation of the escudo against the US dollar. Nevertheless, in 1975, the cost of living went up by 340%. The open-door policy and the efforts to attract foreign investments led to an open conflict with other countries of the ANZUS Pact. This represented an attempt on behalf of a series of countries to protect themselves against imperialist exploitation. Chile walked out of the pact in October 1976. The austerity program of April 1975 led to a really catastrophic situation. According to official statistics published in 1976, there was a fall in the gross national product of 16.2% in 1975, and a fall in industrial production of 25%. Inflation stood at 340.7% as against 380% in 1974. By the end of 1976, the figure for inflation had fallen to 174.3%. But this relative improvement was due, more than anything, to the fall in demand and the completely depressed condition of the economy,